Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading health care and abortion provider, plans to spend a record $50 million ahead of November's midterm elections, pouring money into contests where access to abortions will be on the ballot. The group's previous election advertising buy was $45 million back in 2020. As the CDC dropped COVID-19 restrictions in America, Disney Cruise Lines won't ease their restrictions until next month.
Disney Cruise Line is loosening some of its COVID-19 restrictions. The cruise line says starting September 2nd, vaccinations won't be required for guests under 11 years old if they're sailing out of the United States or Canadian ports. However, testing will continue to be required for all guests. The change is to be implemented less than a month after the CDC dropped its program tracking cruise ships. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the final frontier, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced from her primary, along with Kelly Chewbacca, her GOP rival, endorsed by President Trump, while Republican Sarah Palin was among the candidates bound for the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. The state of Florida, always one step ahead of the federal government in D.C., is setting up plans now to combat the army of IRS agents hired by the Democrats to squeeze every penny out of hardworking Americans. The Florida CFO, Jimmy Patronis, says if these new agents step out of line in Florida, they will be met with the long arm of the law.
87,000 new IRS agents will now be hired. Now, the wealth has moved to Florida. If we look over just the past year, $23 billion of new annual income just last year alone has moved to the state of Florida. One, we're going to require all state chartered banks to report any type of IRS engagement. We're going to require licensure of all IRS agents as they enter into the state of Florida. And then there's going to be a fee that will be spun off from that license. That fee will go into a trust fund. That trust fund will then be a civil defense fund, or if it needs to be used for suits against the IRS for politically motivated targeting.
Join millions in celebrating today's Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thank God 90% of America says we're on the wrong track. I say that's something to work with now, okay? Let's talk about it. This isn't a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. Don't get it lost in politics, okay? That's what got us to this mess to begin with. We need to get back to first principles. First principles start with one country, a nation under God. We are Americans foremost and most importantly. You know, forget about the party affiliation that is just creating more chaos and a bigger mess and getting us off goal and off point here to be the United States of America. Now, you had to know that the abortion industry, after the decision from the Supreme Court came down, that they just weren't going to go away. You know, they were going to be all in and they were going to do everything they could with the support of, you know, the elected officials who support death over life. And so what has been uncovered is a four-pronged strategy deployed to protect the abortion industry. And here to tell us more about it is Reverend Jim Hardin. He is the president and CEO of Compass Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Jim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Well, let's break down this. I mean, this has been uncovered, this strategy that they are employing. Tell our audience about it.
Yeah, well, we uncovered the strategy on Monday, and the Biden administration got worried and tried to get out ahead of it and said, oh, no, it's not a four-pronged strategy. It's a three-pronged strategy. Well, at least they know that we're right. They got a strategy, and we've identified
right.
it. There's four prongs, really. And there may even be five just because we were firebombed and they're using the abortion industry is going, you know, violent. But let's just assume that the pro-abortion politicians are not encouraging violence. They have four prongs. The first one is deregulating self-managed abortion through mail order chemical abortions. That's a big one. They're intentionally attempting to deregulate what I call the chemical coat hanger. This RU-46, lethal abortion. I mean, it is 400% more dangerous than surgical abortion, and they want to send these dangerous abortion drugs in the mail to women, you know, just indiscriminately. Cash-intensive business. The abortion industry, as you know, Bill, changed overnight on June 24th when the Dobbs case came out, reversing Roe. And the abortion industry had to pivot. Either women are going to have to travel to get their surgical abortions to places like New York, or they're going to have to pivot to chemical abortion and have these and still get their drugs sent to them in the mail.
One thing about chemical abortion, just to remind everybody, the last time you and I talked about it, the big lie that they're perpetrating with this, they're saying it's like taking Tylenol.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's consumer fraud, writ large, consumer fraud. You're exactly right. I, you know, it's robbing women of safe and ethical medical care. And it's not about helping them get access to medical care. It's about devaluing medical care, you know, and distancing her from a physician. These women are times more likely to land in the emergency room after taking these dangerous drugs. So
exactly. Let's ignore informed consent. Oh, by the way, right?
Right. Exactly. Informed consent is a key tenet for ethical medical care. Women need to know the risks and side effects associated with all these various treatment options, including chemical abortion. And when they say it's safer than Tylenol, they're just flat lying. I mean, let's just take a look at chemical abortion for just one more second. There's only 70 drugs, 70, that made it on the REMS list for the FDA. REMS is an acronym that means Risk Evaluation and Mitigation System. And what that means is it's very dangerous. These chemicals, when human beings are exposed to these chemicals, bad things happen and need to be under the direct supervision of physicians. Well, the Biden administration wants to take it off the REMS list and send it to women indiscriminately all over the country. I mean, we're going to see massive increases in the emergency room. So, yeah, informed consent is a big deal.
Okay. So, all right. So that's one prong. And you say at least four. There could be more. But even with these, as you have described them, but let's go on to number two.
Oh, sure. The second prong pro-abortion politicians are using to protect they're protecting the abortion industry. And it encourages state law enforcement agencies to deprioritize the enforcement of abortion regulations. So if you're in a conservative state and they're trying to, essentially regulate abortion or restrict abortion, they're encouraging, the pro-abortion politicians to deprioritize the enforcement of these regulations. We're seeing it in Atlanta, Georgia, in Texas, New Orleans, Memphis, Austin, Columbus. I mean, it's all over the country. This is a massive initiative to encourage these pro-abortion politicians at the state or local level to deprioritize the enforcement of these laws, essentially robbing the people of their ability to regulate abortion in their own states. I mean, this is undermining undermining the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs. What they basically Dobbs said, look, as a federal government, we're gonna send this issue back to the states and you guys figure it out yourselves. Right? That's essentially what they're saying. So what the pro-abortion politicians are saying is, no, we don't want the states to regulate themselves. We want to continue to regulate this for them. And so we're going to ignore the rule of law and we're going to essentially rob the people of their ability to regulate themselves.
So who's going to enforce this at a local level, Jim?
Exactly. I don't know. The people have to stand up and recognize what's happening here, even if they happen to be pro-choice, so to speak. What's been perpetrated here is violence against the Constitution, violence against the way of American government, and people need to stand up against this.
What they're doing is they're subordinating the interests of real reproductive health in women to an industry, to an abortion industry. So the abortion industry is trumping the medical safety and interests of our American women. This is bizarre. This is like the American version of the Taliban, isn't it? I mean, we're going to tell women what they're going to do, and we're not taking away their cars, but in essence, this is what these officials are doing.
That's
amazing.
That's exactly right. They're co-opting the ability for people to self-govern, and all at the expense of the American way of government. Abortion is basically they're going to hold the entire country hostage to their abortion industry. It's wrong.
No, on so many levels. I'll tell you, we got a break coming up here in just a moment, and we've got two more prongs to talk about. It's a four-prong strategy at least, and you know it's there's some number of prongs when you got the government saying, well, it may not be four, it may be three. And when we talk about the government, we're talking Joe Biden's administration here, ladies and gentlemen. This is how shocking this is. A unifier, allegedly, in chief, who is not interested in really unifying us, but but using the abortion in issue, the decision, the latest decision by the Supreme Court to send the issue of abortion back to the states where it's always belonged, you know, and they're not happy with that. And so they're going to get away with our freedoms and our liberties, and they're going to tell the states what they must do. Stay tuned.
Business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Follow the money, and you see the ties that bind here, and what is happening with the abortion industry and those that are protecting it. You know, those officials, those elected congressmen and senators that are supposedly doing the will of the people and concerned mostly, allegedly, with their constituents. that they would leave their constituents so vulnerable for the sake of money and ideology. I mean, this is a clear, you know, something that we have seen happening and growing over time that has been an organic movement based on experience, Jim Harden. The women especially who have been subjected and thought that, you know, abortions had the good housekeeping seal of approval, it was no big deal, are finding out and realizing 49 years later how devastating abortion is, how death is, how a culture of death has inculcated the American body politic to such a degree that it's no wonder that we're surrounded by death at every turn. I mean, crime through the roof in New York and all these major cities, fentanyl coming into the country, and it's no big whoop. We're losing 100,000 of our young kids, our children. And I think about the parents that are affected in it, and you say, well, it's no wonder. You know, we have become a culture of death, and we are reaping what we have sown here. And so now, 49 years later, based on the experience, and also, I would say, by the grace of God, people are seeing this, but they need to understand, you know, I guess above everything else, Jim, is we have an increasing number of people who don't care about God. They don't want God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. That may be your choice, but I'll tell you what, there are still 80% of America says they believe in God, but they have to do more than just believe in God. Because as you know, the Bible tells us even Satan believes in God. Okay. But what are you going to follow? Are you going to do the thing that is right that produces we can say righteousness, right thinking, right living, or do you want to continue on this way by way of the abortion industry that produces death, that kills your kids in many forms? I mean, you may kill some of your children, and I see some of these gals, you know, Jim, and it just breaks my heart. I think, oh, my God, do they know what they're saying? They're, you know, yelling and screaming and very angry. Yeah, that's us. We want to kill our babies. We love to kill. Do you realize what you're saying? Do you know the curse that you are putting upon yourself and upon your heritage with that kind of thinking and those kind of, I mean, Jim, I'm telling you, it either borders or is full blown 100% demonic. I don't know what else to call it.
I'm with you 100%, Bill. I mean, you talked about earlier in the segment about first principles, and we have gone so far down the road of devaluing humanity, and that we're facing a true culture of death. People do not respect one another. Where is the human dignity? And the reason why, and you touched on it, is because we have forgotten God. Human beings, every human being is made in the image of God, and therefore deserving of blessing and protection from the womb to the tomb without partiality, without qualification. That's where human dignity comes from. So if you extract God from the equation, and you say, well, we're just an accident. We're just an evolutionary anomaly. Well, where's the human value there? Where's the ability to even have an understanding of right and wrong, a purpose, a moral construct? It makes no sense apart from God. So if we're going to get back in touch with a civilized society again, if we're going to reinstate some form of civil order with shared core values of the value of humanity, we've got to get back to God. We've got to get back to understanding that we are made in His image. We are the crown of creation, and everyone, without partiality, needs to be blessed and protected. So this is the government starts to parse out who qualifies as a human being and who doesn't, a person under the law and who doesn't. We've got the foundation for gross systemic injustice. You know, who qualifies as three-fifths of a man? We saw that. We saw what happened with that in slavery. Three-fifths of a man versus a whole man. And now we're talking about the Supreme Court basically saying, look, in 1973, that they said the word person does not apply to the unborn. That is a classic devaluation of mankind. And we've got to reverse that and help people understand that they are valuable because they're made in God's image. And that will change all of our policies, will change the way we think about how we behave towards one another, and revolutionize how we think about abortion.
And a wake-up call to America. The people that are doing this, that are taking us down the road to death, is a small percentage. probably less than 10% of the body politic is doing this to the rest of us. So you can no longer just sit on the sidelines. And this is for people of faith, those who are called by God's name. You have got to take a stand. You got to get off the couch, get on your knees, and you've got to align with the Father's heart right now on this issue. Because we've been given a grand opportunity to save the next generation and the generations going forward, because we say no more. We're not going to have it our way. We never deserve to have it our way. We're going to have it God's way. This is what the founding of this country was all about. And what we're talking about when we get back to first principles. You know, like Ronald Reagan said, a nation that's no longer under God will be gone under. And we're so close to that right now. And hopefully, by God's grace, we're not at a tipping point, Jim. We're at a point of no return. And right now, as much as it would count on you or me and other God-fearing people, we need to take this seriously. You know, God has given us this nugget of grace and opportunity to do something about it. We have got to push back on this evil that's coming across our country. And it's all in the form of, that which promotes death and abortion in America.
Targeting human life at its very inception. And I can't agree with you more. We're at the most important cultural moment in 150 years. This is an opportunity. God is handing the church, the people of God, to essentially use our prophetic voice and our prophetic action to educate the world around us about the nature of what it means to be human again. And,
exactly.
I remember the story of where Jesus was teaching and his disciples were rebuking parents for bringing infants to be blessed by him. And Jesus saw
this. Exactly.
All of recorded in scripture where he was angry with all 12 disciples, not just Peter, all of them. And he said, let the little children come, do not hinder them. Why? Because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And I think he's angry at them because they ought to have known better. Specifically for why did Jesus come? And how is a baby, an infant, the commensurate citizen of heaven? They have no voice, no power, no resources of their own. If someone doesn't pick up their cause, they'll die of exposure within hours or days. So too, a Christian, a human being, a sinner before a holy God has no voice, no power, no resources of his own to protect his own life. Unless someone picks up our cause and leverages his power on behalf of us in the presence of God the Father, we will die of exposure to our sin. And Jesus is basically saying to his disciples, that baby is you. That baby is you. And that's why Christians are so in solidarity with the weak and vulnerable society, because we understand what it means to be weak and vulnerable. God's revealed it to us, and he's given us the strength now, the strength in the cross and the power of the cross to actually go out there and do what Christ did for us and give people their lives back. Not to spend it on our own pleasure, not to sit back with a couple of bags of chips on the couch, as you described. We've got to get on our knees, and we've got to get out there and start holding politicians accountable, start holding each other accountable, start holding our pastors accountable for preaching the truth about what it means to be human. I mean, this is stuff we've got to start doing, and more of it if you're already doing it.
It's a time. There are time and seasons, and sometimes, Jim, some more appointed than others, and I believe we're right here at this appointed time, as you outlined. It is a time that requires courage and conviction. You know, Jesus is standing there saying, are you with me or are you against me? Are you a wheat or a tare? I think that's the choice you have to make. Choose you this day who you will serve, because today is a critical day, as you just pointed out, Jim, and thank you for doing that. Jim, how can people be in touch with you and then find out more about this divisive strategy that the elected officials and the abortion industry is using on us?
Yeah, they can stay in touch by going to CompassCareCommunity.com. Thanks, Bill. CompassCareCommunity.com.
He's the president and CEO of Compass Care, Reverend Jim Hardin. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Teibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Martinez right with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the politically incorrect guide to economics. Okay, it may be politically incorrect, but the nonsense to me that we're having to deal with this administration regarding economics, AOC, I mean, supposedly she has a degree in economics, and I don't think the professor is responsible. He taught economics for 41 years. I don't think she was in any of his classes, so we can't blame him. Thomas DiLorenzo joins us. Now, Tom is a best-selling author of The Problems with Socialism, The Problem with Lincoln, many other books, a senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute, taught university economics for 41 years, has written for the Wall Street Journal and many other publications as well. Thomas DiLorenzo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
I'm glad to be with you, Bill.
Well, as you say, and even Ben Carson says, that economics is not brain surgery. I mean, it's pretty basic, isn't it still? I mean, I know the politicians try to make it complicated, and they only do so because if they confuse the heck out of the constituency, it hides all the shenanigans, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, economists even have a word for this. They call it rational ignorance. And the theory is that, you know, most of us are busy doing our jobs, raising our families, paying the bills, and so forth. And we really don't spend much time on social policy, especially economic policy. And so it gives the politicians a lot of latitude to frame things in the way they want to frame them, which is a polite way of saying lying to us. And so, so one of the reasons I wrote this book is that, you know, like you said, you know, they're getting bolder and bolder with the outrageous lies. A recession is not a recession. we've been told recently, 8.5% inflation is really zero, President Biden said recently. And if you've never right. even thought about economics for 5 minutes, you might fall for that sort of thing. And my book is written mm-hmm. for anybody in the language that minimizes jargon, and you can make yourself your own economist and help yourself not fall for this these lies that they bombard us with day in and day out.
Well, and of course, you know, this recent bill that President Biden, you know, signed does anything but what this act says that it's supposed to do, right? Yes, I mean, yes. you know, to your exact point.
Yeah, it does the opposite. It's like it looks like he came out to do me a favor, promote my book, because he called it the Inflation Reduction Act. But if you learn a little bit about economics, including the chapter in my book about the Fed, which I call the government's boom and bust machine, and you look at hundreds of billions of dollars of additional spending, and it's an election year, so that's not unusual, and much of that will be funded by the Federal Reserve Board, which will print money, create new money, put it into circulation, and that'll drive up demand in the economy and prices. And then they want to tax production. There are new corporate taxes and especially taxes on energy, and that's going to make the supply of goods and services more scarce because it's more expensive to produce them. And so you have increased demand and reduced supply. And, you know, I used to use a textbook that said you can teach a parrot to be an economist if they understand supply and demand. And so what's going to happen is prices are going to go up, not down. It's totally Orwellian. No. It might be the biggest economic lie that I can remember in my whole career.
Well, and it's all driven by, you know, a philosophical ideology that the Democrats hold to because they can't help themselves. They do this every time. And the American people, it's like, look at, hello, we're $30 trillion in debt. No bueno, okay? If we don't deal with this, and God forbid something happens that we really have to start paying on it, I mean, as it is, so much of our GDP goes just to pay the interest rate on this.
Yes, that's right. When I was teaching, and I recently retired from my university job, but I used to put on the screen in the classroom the government debt clock that is in Times Square in New York City.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it runs about 10,000 miles a minute, you know, changing the debt. And even with that amount of debt, it said that, you know, a baby born today is born with maybe $80,000 or $90,000 as his or her share of the national debt. And that doesn't even count all the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and all the, you know, and all the other promises that the politicians have made. And so it's probably the real number is probably 4 or 5 times that amount. Mm-hmm. And no one seems to care about that. And they're getting bolder and bolder with the big lies. Mm-hmm. Inflation Reduction Act language is sort of the economic version of the theory that Donald Trump is conspiring with the Russians to commit espionage against his own country.
And they keep searching. I mean, like at some point, I mean, they've spent so much of the millions of dollars of the people's money to find this out. They keep coming up with, you know, nothing. But that doesn't stop them from trying. It's like, wait a minute, you guys are insane. Stop, you know. And if it doesn't, it really requires the people of sane mind to, you know, put them in their tracks. And maybe what we're seeing here after last night's primaries, Tom, maybe we're starting to see some reason, you know, beginning to rain here. I was encouraged by a poll that said that 90%, it's never been this high, but 90% of Americans believe America is on the wrong track. I'm saying, yep. That is awesome. Now we can maybe have a conversation, right?
You would think so, but, you know, of course, your conversation might be censored eventually by Twitter and Facebook. And,
yeah. No, and it's
maybe,
already.
Maybe yeah. 87,000 additional IRS agents that are part of this bill.
Right,
maybe
exactly.
Visit you at your home if you're too critical of the government.
I mean, isn't that, and yeah, they come in, knock on your door, and the only thing that's missing are flak jackets and military-style helmets, because they're going to come with a gun and ammunition. I mean, to check on my taxes. I mean, what is that saying? This is just so bizarre and scary.
Yeah, it is bizarre and scary. The last time we had something like, you know, the American colonists fought a revolution over that. You know, the Declaration of Independence. King George has sent swarms of tax collectors, you know, to eat out our substance. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, mm-hmm. and that's what the administration is doing now. And I do have a chapter on the income tax, and I make a point that people seem to have forgotten that one of the effects of the income tax is it tremendously centralized governmental power in Washington, D.C. But one of the bright lights, Bill, in addition to the election, is that what's occurring in this country is what I call soft secession. Mm-hmm. A lot of people moving from the big government, high-tax states like New York are going to Texas and Florida and South Carolina. Right. And because we don't have a unitary left-wing state, you know, we have mm-hmm. 50 states. And so a lot of that's been going on. And so Americans are voting with their feet, not just their hands in the voting booth.
Exactly. And the unfortunate thing is the people are leaving are the producers. They're the ones that are leaving, and, New York is ravaged. I mean, it's amazing to me. They've got so many apartments that are empty right now, but their rental rates have gone through the roof. Not to mention, you know, along with crime and all the other stuff that is not so inviting. And this is amazing. And then you talk about a one-party state. I left California 14 years ago. I mean, look at California, the once golden state and the pride of our country has, it's all being overrun by homelessness and drug addicts. It is pathetic and it's heartbreaking. And I've got four sons still living there. And part of me, Tom, I got to be honest with you, it's like I got to get back to California. I mean, yes, I understand, you know, this soft secession you talk about, and I can appreciate why people want to leave Dodge here. But, you know, what are we leaving behind here? I just think. You know, I'm a bit conflicted, as you can tell, because, I just don't want to leave my kids and my grandkids behind here.
Yeah, well, you can either take them with you or wait till things get so bad that they're forced to make a change, which is what happened in the old Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming soon, you're exactly right. I mean, this soft secession could turn to a hard secession, you know, pretty quick, especially in light of, these policies. And, for those of us that are living still free in Florida, you know, we're thankful for a governor who understands liberty and is willing to do everything he can to protect it on our behalf. We got a quick break and more from Tom DeLorenzo after this.
Your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now. Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the former professor of economics. He was in the university classroom for 41 years. He knows what he's talking about, and he's given us the politically incorrect guide to economics. Now, this is really, I'm telling you, this is a must read for you, especially when you have been conditioned and groomed by the economics that our government would want you to believe. This kind of brings you back to standard, and you start realizing, oh, wow, that's right. The common sense things that my mom and dad taught me when I was a little kid, boy, they still make sense. But somehow the government wants you to believe something else. And, of course, they continue to abuse our taxes, take advantage of us. And, you know, Tom, I find it quite frustrating when you consider that really, you know, only a third of the people are the ones in round numbers that are the providers. They are the ones that are keeping, you know, the engine going here. We go to work, we pay our taxes, we're producing. You've got a third of the people that, you know, they've paid their dues, they're retired, you know, certain part in that third. And also in that third, unfortunately, is the group of people who just said, look, the government has trained me, they groomed me to count on them. And so I'm just going to, you know, I'll wait for them to take care of me. And then also bring in the mix this increasing number of homeless and addicted individuals, American citizens who are on our streets, destroying our cities and our neighborhoods, unbelievable. And the last third are the bureaucrats. They don't produce anything. All they do is take from the third that is producing. They distribute because they got such soft hearts to the, you know, particularly the homeless people and that need some serious help. And their answer, the easy answer for them is one size fits all. We'll just throw money at the problem. When historically throwing money at the problem like that, I mean, in your background and your experience, has that ever worked?
No, it doesn't work. It's I write about this in the book, actually. I call it DiLorenzo's first law of politics, that in government, failure is success. Because what I mean by that is that, you know, the worse the kids do in public schools, the more money we give the public schools.
Right.
The worse poverty gets, the more money we give poverty agencies, and on and on. Unlike in the marketplace, if your product or the service that you're selling goes down the tubes, is worse, you make less money. But in government, the more you fail, the more money you get. So the incentive system is totally upside down in government. Mm-hmm. And even Thomas Sowell wrote a whole book about this called The Vision of the Anointed. And he documents with a number of different policies, decades of experience and research and history of failure, but they still keep doing the same thing. And I think this is one of the reasons why. If the failure is, yes, failure of the policy, but it's not a failure to the bureaucrats. They get more money, more pay, more time off, more perquisites for their jobs, and more bigger staff to do all the work for them.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they are the Peter Principle personified, right? You remember that book. And, and here it is. We've got a president of the United States. I mean, he's had 50 years of failure, and he's failed himself into the White House. I mean, you know, succinctly put, I wish I could say something different, but it's a bad example for the kids growing up to say, wow. You know, I can be a total knucklehead. I can be the worst in my class. And I, too, one day could be a president of the United States.
Yeah. I can remember when he was, the Democrats decided to give him the nomination by manipulating the South Carolina primary so that he would win it. Mm-hmm. And I write for a blog, and I said they found the perfect candidate. He's sort of a senile old man who could be easily act as a puppet for the real people who are controlling the Democrat Party. And I haven't bragged about it yet, but it seems as though that was a good prediction on my part, that he was the perfect candidate for the Democrats.
Well, and that fit Barack Obama's vision, right? He said that when he was asked about running, you know, having a third term, he said, not really, but if I could have the ear of the president and be able to affect policy, that would be my ultimate dream job, in as much as what he said, right?
I think he's behind the raid on Mar-a-Lago and things like that, as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've got. We've got the man who's risen to the level of his incompetence as president. But, you know, what you just said is, I write about this in one part of the book, is that, you know, former Vice President John C. Calhoun in the 19th century, he wrote it before he died in 1850. He wrote this book called A Disquisition on Government. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, in our government, the society will eventually be broken into two big groups. One he called the net tax payers, which is the group you guys, the working people who pay all the taxes.
Right.
They pay more than they get in government benefits. And then there are net tax consumers on the other side. These are the people who get more from government spending than they pay in taxes. And he predicted that the net tax consumers will inevitably overwhelm the net taxpayers in politics, which is why he was saying that he didn't think a written constitution was enough. We needed more than that. We needed people to be able to nullify unconstitutional laws and things of that sort. But that seems to be where we are. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was true when Ronald Reagan was president, because he won 49 out of 50 states.
Right.
But then by the time we get to Clinton, it was, you know, 50-50, pretty close to a 50-50 split. And now I think it's even more so in favor of the net tax consumers, including all the government bureaucrats that are out there, versus us net taxpayers.
Yeah. And the thing that's so uncanny about this, it's amazing how I caution myself every time I hear myself saying this, Tom, because I'm just so upset with the Democratic Party, because they're the ones that are perpetrating it. I mean, yes, I mean, people always, oh, Bill, it happens on both sides, but not to the degree and to the level of philosophy and ingrained, you know, kind of like a software that belongs, that is exclusive to the Democratic Party. And one of the things that they do that I think it's genius, if you can get away with it, is they use the people's treasury to buy votes. I mean, it's amazing how they're able to do this, right?
Yeah. If you were running for Congress and you were standing on a street corner handing out $100 bills and saying, vote for me, and, you know, as people walk into the voting booth, that's illegal. But you can effectively do the same thing by voting the something called the Inflation Reduction Act during an election year. spends hundreds of billions of dollars buying votes from all sorts of groups in society. And, yeah, well, both parties participate in that, but the Democrats have perfected it. And that's a lot of what this new law is about. And it is an election year, after all, and it is August.
Yeah, we are.
When Obama passed his first stimulus bill, as he called it, you know, supposedly we were in a bad time, the crash of 08, so you needed to get money out there right away. But the bulk of the money was scheduled to not be spent for about a year and a half just before the midterm elections. And so yeah, we were in an emergency situation. The Great Recession, you know, was upon us. But they waited until maybe 3 or 4 months before the election to start spreading the big, big bucks around.
Exactly.
So people will remember where it came from and vote for them.
Yeah, but Tom, who got paid off first? Do you remember?
Who got paid off first
with that money?
Oh, the bankers.
Yeah, the people, the people that that did all the that did all the fundraising for Obama. These bundlers. I mean, for every dollar that they raised, I think 80-85% of them got something like $25,000-$26,000 return on that $1 raised. It was incredible, the number. When I saw the number, I go, again, this is all, and this is what happens. Everything that the Democrats do, the first thing they do is they take care of the big donors first. They make sure that they get their cut, and then the rest of it is done. Just like what we're dealing with right now. What actually will go to the real problem? I mean, less than 20%, just like the last stimulus, just like COVID.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Time and time again, it's less than 20%. So it's a door opener for, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the powerful Democrats to get their pet projects funded, or if they got to work out a side hustle deal with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, that's not a problem. We'll just, you know, we'll do a little carve out there. We'll get their beaks wet to get their vote, right?
Yeah. They can be bought. That's I think that's why most people get into politics, so they can accept bribes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at Liz Cheney. Look at Liz Cheney. She goes in, she's worth about, what, $6 million? She comes out after, what, 6 years now? She's, what, $36 million? I mean, ooh, government been very, very good to Liz Cheney, I think.
Yeah, I think Tucker Carlson last night said she's worth $44 million. So it's, well, you know, on a modest congressperson's salary and living in, I think she lives
exactly.
in expensive Northern Virginia.
Right.
And she probably has a hotel room in Wyoming just to make it legal.
Yeah. Just that's it. Either that or, you know, a little post office box in one of those, you know, post office box units out there. I'll tell you, a chapter that will cause you to throw this book, you know, not out the window, because you'll go on, if you'll have to go fetch it, because you know it's just the beginning. And Tom writes about the worst economic idea in the world, and he breaks down FDR's boneheaded schemes to make everything more expensive during the Great Depression. I mean, this is what happens when you get ideologues and these so-called experts that know so much better than the millions of people that are experiencing this, that understand common sense, Tom. And this is amazing. Your book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics, as Ben Carson wrote, economics is not brain surgery. And you'll read all about it in Thomas's new book. Thomas DiLorenzo will be linked on our website as well, Tom. Tom, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of